Thereafter, we'll have a dua, inshallah, by Hafiz Usama. And thereafter, I'll also make an added dua thereafter, as requested by some of the brothers as well. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله مولانا العظيم الحمد لله. It is out of the sincere mercy, love, and affection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to gather here today for one purpose, for the purpose of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many other things we could be doing with our time, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show His affection towards a person, then there are certain times in which He brings that person to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For some people it may be on a Friday, for some people it may be during a certain month, for some people it may be during a certain salah, and for some of us, alhamdulillah, it is on these odd and blessed nights. And the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as the Quran, makes very, very clear, one night of this is equal to 1,000 nights. That means Laylatul Qadr, its power is that of 1,000 times. That is why Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that the one that stands in prayer on this given night has in it the ability to have his sins forgiven, has in it the ability to connect himself with his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the question is, how can this have its maximum effect? My brothers, I want you to pay a lot of attention to what I'm going to share with you. Amongst the people whose du'as are not going to be accepted tonight, and may Allah forgive us, is an individual that is an alcoholic. An individual that is, this is one of the first things out of the four you'll see, an individual that's in drugs and does not want to let go of drugs. I'm not talking of the suppliers out there. I'm talking of the one that is using. Can you imagine the outcome of the supplier and what Allah has in store for that individual? This is something we have to ask Allah. Oh Allah, protect us, and oh Allah, protect our youth from alcohol, drugs, and all these things that are polluting our wonderful society. Another individual whose du'as are not going to be accepted is that individual that takes towards photography, takes towards having pictures being displayed in his or her home. I understand you may need a picture of your mom and dad. I understand those things. But there is a way in which to keep them. There is a way in which to relate yourself to them, if that's what you wish to say. Because when you have those pictures in your home, you are stopping angels from coming into your house. Hadith is clear. Now, it doesn't mean that you must keep pictures in your home and say, the angels are not going to come into my home, so that means I can live forever, the angel of death will not come in. No, 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 it doesn't mean that. It's referring to the angel of rahmah, the angel of mercy, the angel of kindness. And tonight, angels are going around to every home. Just as on the 25th night, just as on the 23rd night, just as on the 21st night, just as will take place on the 29th night, they are going around and looking to see who is praying, who is making ibadah, whose mother is picking up the hand and saying, oh Allah, forgive my baby. Oh Allah, forgive my son. Oh Allah, forgive my daughter. Oh Allah, have mercy on my mother. Oh Allah, have mercy on my child. An angel is going to do that tonight. There are angels that are appointed to do that tonight. And you're going to have on your screensaver, mashallah, a lion coming out. And the way they make those screensavers, mashallah, if you walk in and it's a big screen, you think a lion is going to come out and jump on you. What is the point? Now, we're not discussing photography, but we are saying we have to do things and bring things in our home that will get our du'as accepted.
also amongst those individuals that are not going to have their du'as accepted, a very sensitive topic, my brothers. In fact, tonight, I don't want to play creator, but there are many people with their views from Quran and Hadith, their du'as are going to be rejected. Why? Because when you take part in black magic, when you take part in sihr, 40 days of your du'as are not going to be accepted. 40 salah of yours, 40 days worth of salah are going to be rejected. There is tafsir regarding that. We will not get technical about it. And there are people that are addicted. Can you send me the UPS package from this and that country? Because so and so, I want to win them over. So and so, I want to match them together. So and so, I want to do this. I want to do that. Sihr makes you, according to some, if you're an active person in it, you are a kafir. You are a person that's out of the fold of Islam. And tonight, how is your du'as going to be accepted? It is something to think about. And our communities are rampant on that. Not just in one community, on a global level. Because we all want a quick fix. And let me tell you one thing, there is no quick fix. No quick fix whatsoever. If you do wrong, as the Quran says, you do wrong, وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. You do wrong, and the outcome will be wrong. And هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. And if you do good, understand full well, you will get good. Regardless of what someone may say, think or do. So my brothers and sisters, not to make the topic very long here, tonight and these nights are important. What are you going to do to get yourself accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One, do what Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha do. My sisters, you know who Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is? We all know who the actors and actresses out there are. She was a legendary woman. She can be considered the first mufti of Islam. People used to go to her for fatwas. People will go to her for guidance. People will go to her for nasiha. People will go to her when they were hungry. They say the amount, when money used to come to her, she would give it away. She would give it away. There were times in which whatever little was there, if two people came, she would split it in half and give it. There was nothing left for her and her family. Her maid would say, "What about us?" She would say to the maid, "Why didn't you remind me earlier?" What I'm talking about here is, she's the one that asked. I mean, what did she need to ask? Allah gave her everything. Gave her the Prophet of Allah to be her husband. What more could she ask for? A Prophet can never marry an immodest woman. Did you know that? A Prophet cannot marry, any Prophet cannot marry an immodest woman, period. A woman that was an adulteress, a prophet cannot marry, any prophet for that matter. That's how Allah protects the prophets and their wives. That's how supreme her condition was. And she says to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "Give me something special to read on this night, on these nights." And Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna." On your way out, it's on the screen there, mashallah, on the LCD. Take a picture of that dua and read it. Oh Allah, you love to forgive, so forgive us. Oh Allah, you love to forgive, so forgive me. This is what we need. Those dark spots on the heart, they have to be removed. They have to be peeled off. When they are peeled off, noor goes in. Noor goes in. Not noor sap over here, who mashallah sells wonderful goat and chickens and all those things. No, no, no. We don't need to get him, mashallah. Good man. I'm talking about the real nur, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we need. That's why they say the smallest dua a person can make is Allahumma rahamna. If you are lazy to learn anything, just say Allahumma rahamna. You know, when I learned this, between the sujood, you must make a dua. And I'm telling you, if you try this, you'll see wonders in your life. There's a dua you read between the sujood. When you sit up in qaida, between the sajda, you must read a dua. Allahumma ghafirli warhamni wa'afini warzuqni. It's sunnah to read this. But the least you can read is Allahumma rahamni. Allahumma rahamni. Allahumma rahamni. You know, when you read this dua, you will see mercy will come your way. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is asking Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what can I read? And he says to her, read, Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. That, oh Allah, you love to forgive, so forgive me. Let's read it together, my brothers. Allahumma, Allahumma innaka afoon. Allahumma innaka afoon. My brothers, you know, if you are shouting for help and you are drowning in the ocean, you're not going to go, please help me, please help me. You don't want to help me, go away, next, I was about to say train. No, next ship you come by. Oh, you don't want to help me, another ship will come. You won't do that. You know you may drown, yet you're going to scream for help. Here you have to, I'm not saying scream, but where's the feeling? Where's the passion? Where is it? This is the way we are behaving in our lives. And then we want to argue and fight and debate and everything. This is the problem we are having as a ummah. We are getting misguided and misdirected because our priorities are all lopsided. So let's start again with feeling and love. I'm not saying it for my benefit. If I want to be selfish, I'll be reading it on my own and I will not be telling you. And some of you are saying, you read it. Baba, you keep on reading it. You know the hadith, you know where it is from. You go, fine, I know. Some of you will even think that way. But I'm saying it in the love of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who gave her youth for Islam, who gave her life for Islam, who gave her life for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's start again, my brothers. And I'm talking loud, not because I'm angry. I'm just passionate that I want you to do something to benefit you. That's why I'm saying it, alhamdulillah. So let's start again, inshallah. Allahumma innaka afuun. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو تحب العفو تحب العفو اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني فاعف عني فاعف عني اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. Oh Allah, you love to forgive. You speak English, right? Oh Allah, you love to forgive. So forgive me, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you love to forgive. So forgive my sins. Forgive the sins of my family. Forgive the sins of our community. Forgive the sins of my children. See, some brothers are laughing in the back. What is this? What is this? What is this? Is this a joke? Is this really a joke, brothers? Is this really a joke? People over 17, 18 laughing in the back. Like as if we are... Okay, who wants to do stand-up comic right now? Let's get it out of the system. Is that what you want to do, stand-up comic? Somebody wants to do it? This is serious, my brothers. It's very serious. It is very serious. And you wonder why you're having a problem in school. You wonder why you're having a problem at work. You wonder why your mother this, father that, daughter this, son that. This is not a joke. This is not a joke. One more time, my brothers. One more time. Oh Allah, you love to forgive. So forgive me. Forgive my community, forgive my teachers, forgive my students, forgive my parents, forgive my grandparents, forgive my children, forgive my grandchildren. Oh Allah, you love to forgive. Oh Allah, so forgive us. Oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, have mercy on us. Oh Allah, continue to shove your love upon us. Inshallah, now we will have Sheikh Usama. Inshallah, he'll make a small dua, and thereafter, I'll make a small dua thereafter, and thereafter, we'll read, inshallah, the Witr Salah. Wa akhira da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.